This is IGN.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Sword Fighting Days. This is your IGN review of Rise of the Ronin by Will Borger. Rise of the Ronin confounds me. On one hand, it's an action game with combat that's a cut above most of its peers, an interesting historical fiction world and characters, entertaining co-op, and plenty of neat little flourishes that make traveling through its map, completing missions, a lot of fun. On the other hand, it's heavily weighed down by the forces of the all game. Bloat, the stereotypical Ubisoft map with tons of icons to clear, an outrageous amount of loot loaded with meaningless incremental stat upgrades, and the overwhelming feeling that, like a good TV show that keeps running long past its expiration date, it would have been a lot more fondly remembered if there was a lot less of it. If developer Team Ninja had used its razor-sharp katanas to cut the weaker bits that only dilute its strength, Rise of the Ronin might have become more than the sum of its parts rather than less. Rise of the Ronin is set in mid-19th century Japan, around the time of the Boshin War that resulted in the end of the Tokugawa shogunate, following the forced reopening of Japan. Amid that historical setting, you follow the fictional tale of two children that survived the massacre of their village by shogunate forces, who are then raised as assassins. Your Blade twins are kind of a blank slate, letting you customize the pair in a robust character creator, and then sending you on a mission to sneak aboard the black ships from America and assassinate Commodore Matthew Perry. No relation. It's a compelling opening that quickly establishes the kind of game Rise of the Ronin is, and doesn't waste time getting you right into the action. Rise of the Ronin is at its best when you're clashing swords. Few action game developers working today make combat as satisfying as Team Ninja, and in that regard, Rise of the Ronin is another feather in a cap with an already ravishing plume. Each weapon type comes with several fighting styles, all with their own special techniques. Styles follow a kind of rock-paper-scissors balancing structure, with a couple exceptions, so picking the right option to beat whatever your opponent is doing will help you out considerably. The downside of this system is that some weapons benefit from it more than others. The best parts of Rise of the Ronin's combat systems are the things unique to it. The real trick to dispatching foes is Counterspark, which works as an attack that also deflects your opponent's attacks, staggers them, and opens them up for counterattacks. The more advantageous your style is against theirs, the longer you open an enemy up for punishment, which makes picking the right style and weapon even more essential. Sometimes you can stagger an opponent off a single counterspark. Other times, you'll have to counterspark an entire attack chain in succession to put them on their heels. Where Rise of the Ronin falls apart is in just how much of everything there is. The entire package feels as overstuffed as its loot piñata enemies, who are always dropping mostly useless gear. It's to the point where if you're not constantly in your menus getting rid of it, you're likely to end up holding several hundred weapons, armor pieces, and items by the end of a few missions. It's a common problem in Team Ninja Souls-likes, and here it's just as overwhelming. This is alleviated somewhat by letting you upgrade items you like and disassembling ones you don't for parts, but it doesn't work well enough to hold back the avalanche of largely pointless stuff that's constantly thrown at you. Rise of the Ronin marries a cool historical setting, Team Ninja's mastery of tough but fair combat, and some smart RPG design to make a game that's immediately compelling, and even more fun with friends. It's full of cool little touches, whether it's throwing something at an enemy with the grappling rope or dropping from your glider onto your horse. Unfortunately, it's also a game full of map clutter, bloated systems, and a truly absurd amount of junk loot, and the time I spent clearing out everything that didn't spark joy and dealing with all these non-essential systems made me pine for a leaner, meaner, more focused game. Rise of the Ronin is excellent when it has the courage to be itself and lean into its challenging, rewarding fighting. Too often, however, it feels stuck in indecision, torn between what it wants to be and what it feels it's expected to be, and not even the best samurai can overcome that. Rise of the Ronin's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Rise of the Ronin updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.